With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson vowed to pass the One Big Beautiful Bill by Independence Day, hours after the Senate passed the measure. More from Bernie Bennett.
In a post on X, the speaker joined several other lawmakers in issuing a statement detailing the plan. He wrote, quote, "The House will work quickly to pass the One Big Beautiful Bill that enacts President Trump's Full America First agenda by the 4th of July. The American people gave us a clear mandate, and after 4 years of Democrat failure, we intend to deliver without delay." The Senate passed the measure after an intense 24-hour votorama. Lawmakers pulled an all-nighter to iron out the details of the bill. Getting the bill passed in the lower chamber might be more of a challenge, given Republicans' narrow margin. Bernie Bennett on Capitol Hill.
Ukraine moving forward with plans for joint weapons production with allies, while the U.S. halts some arms shipments it had promised to help Kyiv fight off Russia's invasion. Ukraine is warned of potential consequences of the U.S. decision. The decision has increased pressure on European nations to support Ukraine militarily. President Trump and media giant Paramount reached a settlement over an edited 60 Minutes interview during the last month of the election on 60 Minutes.
Paramount has agreed to pay $16 million to settle President Donald Trump's lawsuit over the editing of a CBS 60 Minutes October interview with then-Vice President Kamala Harris. Paramount says the money will go to Trump's future presidential library, not Trump himself, and that the settlement does not involve an apology. But Paramount has agreed that 60 Minutes will release transcripts of future interviews with presidential candidates, subject to redactions as required for legal and national security concerns. I'm Donna Water.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 19 points, but the NASDAQ composite adding 166. This is SRN News. A new study examines pastors and counseling.
The Lifeway Research Report can be boiled down to this. America's Protestant clergymen have less training in how to counsel individuals, but at the same time are less willing to refer those people to professionals outside the church. All this at a time when more parishioners seem to want counseling. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, "We're seeing a decline in pastors developing their counseling skills and having lay counseling ministries." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Zoran Mamdani, an outspoken critic of Israel, is the expected Democratic nominee for mayor in America's most Jewish city. And that's raising alarms among some in New York's Jewish community. They're worried about rising anti-Semitism and their waning political influence in the Big Apple. Mamdani has declined to support the right of Israel to exist as a Jewish state. This is SRN News. From the Foreign Desk, overseas correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that Iran's president is now saying that his country will be cutting ties with the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency.
Iran's president has ordered the country to suspend its cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency after American and Israeli airstrikes hit its most important nuclear facilities, likely further limiting inspectors' ability to track Tehran's program that's been enriching uranium to near weapons-grade levels. The order by President Masoud Pezeshkian did not include timetables or details about what that suspension would entail. However, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi signaled in a CBS News interview that Tehran still would be willing to continue negotiations with the U.S. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.